Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share right now the wisdom moment we do every day. And it's so important to just to be in the book of Proverbs, to be in the whole Bible, to abide with God and to hear his voice. I mean, it's a tremendous blessing. And I love what Greg says. He says, you know, you can listen to it. You don't want it to be your only form of abiding, but you can listen to it and allow it to wash over you. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like wisdom. And so every day, you know, we read a proverb in the day of the corresponding, you know, the month. So if it's like, if it's the 10th day of the month, we're going to share out of the 10th proverb. It just kind of worked out that way where there's 31 days in a month.
Sounds like a plan.
February, and then there's kind of 31 proverbs. Mm. But pretty good. I think I need wisdom every day. What do you think? You know, it's good.
I know I do.
No, that's right. So, talking about me. You're the wise one.
Right.
Well, you know, when you read Proverbs, mm-hmm. aren't you like amazed of, you know, every time I read Proverbs and read through the book of Proverbs, I see this awesome comparison mm-hmm. between those who are wise, who practice wisdom, mm-hmm. compared to those who act like fools.
Yeah.
It seems like plain as day, you know? Maybe God's trying to tell me something. I don't know, right? But I see it's plain as day. Mm-hmm. And the Lord wants his people to be wise. I mean, there is a man's wisdom. You know, there is a wisdom of this world. Mm-hmm. But God wants the people of God to be people of wisdom. You know, in fact, the word says to esteem her. Mm-hmm. To esteem her means to treasure her, to hold her in high regard. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm amazed at you know, sometimes when people start to lift up someone else's knowledge over wisdom, it's like, listen, just because the person is a doctor, just because the person, you know, maybe they're an attorney, they studied law, they're a doctor, they studied medicine, doesn't mean they have wisdom, doesn't mean they have godly wisdom. Don't, you know, don't put that on someone. You know what I mean? It's like, but wisdom comes from God. Wisdom comes from spending time with the Lord. And today's word of wisdom comes from Proverbs 10:21. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment.
Wow.
The lips of the righteous nourish many. And you think of the righteous, you're talking about those who are in right standing. We're not talking about perfect people, right? Because none of us good outside of Jesus Christ, right? If there's any good in us, it is all him, right?
Absolutely.
But righteousness is a person who is in right standing with God, a person who's accepted the Lord as a Savior, a person who abides with God. You know, that's a person who is righteous. So the word says that the lips of the righteous mm-hmm. nourish many.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And so you think about the word nourish. It means to sustain, to supply what is necessary for life, health, and growth. It's to sustain you and to build you up. Nourishment.
Right.
You know? I mean, you can see someone that's you know, you have to have a certain amount of water a mm-hmm. day. You got to have a certain amount of food and caloric intake. I think that's what they call it. Calories a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with calories.
Yeah. Some of us have, you know, like myself, have too many calories, but you need a certain amount of calories to function. You need food intake. You need nourishment. Mm-hmm. And so nourishment is adds value. Mm-hmm. It's to sustain. It holds. It preserves life. It allows life to keep on going. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about the lips of the righteous. The lips of the righteous should be lips that bring value mm-hmm. to you. Their lips, their words that come out are encouragement. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever had someone just you know, everything is fine. You know, you're doing good, mm-hmm. and out of nowhere, these words come out. These words come out from their mouth, and it's just like, thank you. You just took me down 100, you know, notches down. I was like, well, thank you for that cloud that came in, you know?
Right.
But at the same time, have you ever been down? Mm-hmm. You know, David was just, you know, so, why are you so downcast with him? You've ever been so down? Mm-hmm. and someone comes and shares with you the word of the Lord. I mean, they come and just give you just, I mean, straight from God, straight from an abiding time, and says, man, this is a word for you.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that affect you? I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness, your spirit man is built up. Your faith is pumped. You're like, it literally transformed who you were.
That's right. It's like a glass of water in a dry desert.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. And so the lips of the righteous, the words of the righteous are to add value, right?
Mm, right.
Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. And so the question we've got to ask ourselves is like, who are we allowing to speak in our ear? Like you have to guard what is said in your ears and whose lips, you know what I'm saying, are moving.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some people that can speak life. There's some people that can speak death, you know, and an unchecked mouth, a mouth that's not given, you know, which is, you know, heart that's not in the right place with God. I mean, it's just firing things off. These don't even make any sense, you know. And oftentimes people can just simply be used by the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Peter was trying to tell Jesus another plan.
That's right.
You know, and Peter's like, man, get behind me, Satan. You don't have the things of God on your mind. You have the things of man on your mind.
Right.
It's like his lips were moving. But let me tell you, to think of the power of words, his words totally could have affected Jesus. They were so powerful.
Right.
I mean, Jesus turns around and immediately deals
right.
with that.
He rebuked them.
It's that powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, who are you allowed to speak in your ear? You know, do they abide?
Mm-hmm.
Do they spend time with God? You know, what kind of spiritual advice can someone give me, give you, who's not abiding? I'm like, man.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear
Keep
nothing.
That to yourself.
Yeah, and you don't spend time, you know, you're not abiding with the Lord, and you're going to give me spiritual. It's like, wait a minute. But how many people are doing that?
All the time.
You know, they're
All
taking,
the
you know, remember.
Going
you know,
to your unsafe family.
Unsafe family. You know, going to their children. Which
oh
we, we're, you know what I'm saying? We're, you know,
yeah, we know about
like,
that, right?
It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're supposed to have the word of the Lord. You're supposed to be abiding. You're supposed to have lips. You know, Jesus says, these words I speak to you are spirit and are life. And so you got to be careful about who is speaking in your ears.
That's right.
It will affect everything.
That's right.
And so, but you think about it, fools, right? Fools die for lack of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. A fool is defined as, this is just a dictionary now, silly or stupid. It's a dictionary now. Don't blame me. I'm just reading out a dictionary. Silly or stupid person.
Mm-hmm.
A person who lacks judgment or sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ignorance just means you don't have knowledge. It just means you lack knowledge in that particular area. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you'd be ignorant about a lot of things. You don't know how to, maybe don't have knowledge about fixing a car or knowledge about fixing a computer. Doesn't mean that you're dull or dumb, if you will. You know, Jesus didn't call the disciples dull, mm-hmm. you know, and the thing is that a fool lacks judgment,
mm-hmm.
no sense. And judgment is the ability to judge and make a decision, to form an opinion. It's taking, you know, you're estimating, you're bringing all the information together, you're reasoning, and you're trying to formulate an opinion, a judgment about a particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not abiding,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the word says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but I became mm-hmm. a man, I put childish ways behind me.
That's right.
And how much foolishness is being spoken these days? You know,
right.
and this is important because time and time and time again, God's telling us in the book of Proverbs, hey, listen, be a man of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
be a woman of wisdom.
Right. Listen to my words. Oh,
listen to my words. Put them into practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, avoid foolishness, avoid folly. Don't be a fool. Don't play the fool. You know what I mean? I've
That's
played
right.
the fool before and I've been wise before, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the foolish part. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like foolishness, for instance, you know, like John, break it down for me. What exactly are you saying when you talk about like foolishness?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for you. Remember when you were a kid and you were riding your bicycle in the neighborhood and your friend wanted to jump on the handlebars while you were riding down the hill?
Yeah.
give me a ride, you know?
Or speeding down a hill going 100 miles an hour, then you put a ramp in front of you.
You know, with no helmet.
No helmet. No,
you know, it's foolishness. It's foolishness. Speaking about that, I know someone that actually the parents told him not to go down that hill.
Mm-hmm.
Come down that hill. They told him, you know, he did not have a helmet on. Mm-hmm. The neighbor came and ran outside and told him, but she saw what they were getting ready to do and said, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, I see kids that fall all the time out here and they get hurt, man. Don't do it. She just came out and gave him a warning. He came out and literally wiped out at the end, busted his head wide open. He was in a coma. You know, and it's just a foolish thing to do. Mm. It was real foolish. And miraculously, the Lord healed him. We prayed for him, healed him.
Wow.
But it was an absolute miracle. I mean, there's mercy and foolishness, but why go there? Why
chance it, right?
Why tempt the Lord, you know, and put your finger on that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's important, you know, and if we're God's people and we have a responsibility, right? We have a responsibility to our families. We have a responsibility to the church. We have a responsibility to disciple and train others up.
Mm-hmm.
We need to train people up in the ways of God, right? In the word of God, and not in foolishness and superstitions and things that somebody else is like, what is God saying to you? What is the fresh word?
Right.
And so you want to avoid foolishness of your younger years. And so here's the deal, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
The fool suffers. And if we can get a picture of this, if we can really see the end result of foolishness, we'll take heed to why the Lord tells us to be a person of wisdom, esteem wisdom, to treasure wisdom. The fool dies in three ways. The fool dies a social death. How many relationships have been destroyed for foolishness. Mm-hmm. For foolishness. Mm-hmm. How many people, because they lacked the judgment, no wisdom, have traded one relationship for another?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a second. You mean God put this person in your life who loves you, who loves Jesus, who abides and wants to speak life to you, and you close that relationship so you can hang with somebody else who doesn't abide, doesn't have the things of God on her mind, who has the things of the world on her mind, and you think that's okay?
Right.
It's like lack of judgment, your ability to process and to choose and to discern what is right and wrong. You know, how many, there's countless relationships that are destroyed, just flat out foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Then you think about the fool, and another way the fool dies is they die a physical death.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
I mean, you die a physical death. I mean, there's a lot of ways. I mean, it's appointed, you know, for us to die. You know what I'm saying? Then the judgment. I mean, we're all, you have 100% chance of dying, Pat. Okay? 100%. You know, we will die one day.
That's right.
But how you die?
Mm-hmm.
How you die? You know, I like what we read earlier. It says you want your end of days to go out with full vigor, but you certainly don't want to pass away. On some foolishness. You didn't heed the words of wisdom. You didn't listen to those that God may be put in your life, to what God is sharing with you out of his word. And if you're not abiding, right, if you're not spending time daily with the Lord, what is inside of you? Because right out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings the good things stored up in him, and the evil man brings up the evil that's stored up in him.
That's right.
So nothing of God, but then maybe 6 hours of television or 6 hours. It's like, wait a second. Wait, we've got it backwards. And so we start talking about what we saw on Judge Judy or Santa or whatever, you know.
Right.
It's like, that's not going to cut it. You know, where we're going these days, this it didn't cut it then, and it certainly will not cut it in the future.
Mm-mm.
And so a fool suffers a physical death. They suffer a social death. And then a fool can suffer a spiritual death.
Mm.
Because a fool is the one that says in his heart, there is no God.
Mm.
You know, and we don't want to play the fool. You know, we don't want to suffer and play. We need the wisdom of God. We need the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We need to be a righteous one, or a person that's right standing with God, that hears his voice, that spends time spends time with the Lord, hears his voice, and obeys what God tells him or her to do. Mm-hmm. And then we need to speak that.
That's right.
Out of all the words, I mean, God says that every word, it's gonna be, every idle word is going to be accounted for. You think of all the words spoken. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to give an account for that.
Every one of them.
And so why not give an account for words that bring life and not death? Mm-hmm. Why not choose to be a person of wisdom and avoid the ways of foolishness and avoid the ways of lacking judgment? So the, you know, the wisdom moment of today is Proverbs 10:21. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.